when I worked for the county, I built bridges, and I had kids that were in college. You give them a measurement of a bunch of cement that you wanted to pour, an abutment, footing, or whatever. Give them the measurement. I could figure it in my head, and they couldn't figure it out. Believe that or not, that's true. Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems like they push these kids through school, whether they learn or not.
Yeah.
They do now. We used to have to learn. If we didn't master a grade, we took it over.
Took it over.
Now, we skip it.
Did they have a place at the school where you grew, where you went when you were young, where they could check out books out of the school?
No. They might have some that you, but you furnished most of your own books. When you needed a book, they'd give you the name of it and where you could get it, and you furnished your own book. Like one time when I was in school, I'll never forget it, I still got that book. It's talking about the famous leaders in industry, like Edison and Ford and so on. Well, they published a book called The Famous Leaders in Industry. It gives the history of all those. Your movie magnates, and other different people, you know. Goodyear, and so on. And it gives their history. Thomas Edison had very little education. And they some of the most important inventions we had.
Be a lot different world without him right now, wouldn't it?
They tells in there about him. He came up missing one time. The folks had a bunch of geese. And the old goose had a nest in the corner of the barn, sitting on eggs. He ran the old goose off, and he was sitting on the eggs. He was going to hatch them. Yeah.
So the school you went to didn't have a library. There wasn't a library.
No. Not in those days. You didn't have a library.
Okay.
No.
I wanted to ask you, did you...
We had to furnish our own books, and therefore we took care of them.
Because you had to buy them. You had
knew
to...
that.
Yeah.
You knew the value.
Yeah. Did, you mentioned that y'all didn't have any children. Did you have any aunts and uncles?
Oh, yeah.
They lived in this area?
I know most of my uncles on my dad's side lived in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's side, there wasn't any. She had a brother, but he fell over a cliff up here in Foothill and died in Philly when he was 14 years old. And then she had some, after that, she had some stepsisters who were aunts. Yeah, Aunt Carmen and Aunt Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you had any if I was wondering about other children, y'all might have. Did you have any nephews or nieces?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got nieces in Albuquerque. I've got a niece in California. A nephew is there in Longmont.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good both. Many, huh? Big family.
Both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you were in school, when you were little, were most of your teachers men or women?